Hi, Cam. So what have you been up to lately? Bad joke. Thank you for your letter and apology. Your whole family's heart goes out to you. We're not embarrassed. We love you. Just feel it's a hard road you've chosen. You've got a lot of support out there, Cameron. I can't tell you the number of calls from friends I've received, all wishing you the best, and all speaking to what a great guy you are. Smart, funny, considerate, brave. I haven't told the kids, and I think it's better that way. Just know, Cameron, I say a prayer for you every day, and I do love you. Dad. On January 27, 2010, I pled guilty to heroin possession and conspiracy to distribute drugs. I spend almost 7 years behind bars. During this time, I communicate with my family mostly by letter. Dad's letters range from loving to forceful to hopeless. I must admit, I haven't written because I didn't know what to say. I found out from a fellow inmate that Dad has cancer, and that's when I promised myself I'm going to live my life differently when I get out of prison. I'm worried Dad will die, thinking of me as the failure who didn't live up to his expectations. Dad calls a few times to talk, breaking down every so often. I'm glad he feels comfortable opening to me. When his treatment is done, he visits with Dylan and Karis. I've never seen a body change so drastically in such a short time. It looks like a gust of wind might blow him over. The greatest Christmas present I could receive comes in January 2011, when Dad learns his tumor is gone. Not long after I get out of prison in August of 2016, Dad invites me to have lunch with him and Dylan. He hasn't made much of an effort to see me. Maybe he doesn't trust my sobriety or my resolve to stay on the right side of the law. I don't want to say no to his invitation, but my halfway house restrictions make the logistics tough for me. I start thinking out loud about how I can make it work. Forget it, he says. What do you mean? I want to come. Nah, don't worry about it. It just doesn't make sense. He hangs up and my feelings are hurt. A week later, I go over to his apartment and mention our last conversation. My anger is getting the better of me, and for an instant on Dad's face, I glimpse the effect of my outburst. I know I'm not going to escalate the situation. I know I'm of sound mind. But given where I've been, I can't expect other people to know that. Dad is starting to get to know me again, and I'm relearning how to express my feelings appropriately. After that, we talk a few days a week and get together 2 or 3 times a month. One day, Dad says, I don't know how you did it, how you went through the things you did. I say, well, I'm home now. And for my 39th birthday, Dad takes me out for a sushi lunch. We talk and laugh, and he gives me fatherly advice about money and relationships, which I appreciate, as well as his old car, which is still pretty sharp. When I get his and Catherine's Christmas card, I see that it says it's from them and Dylan and Karis and me, with a photo of us all. It feels so good to be included.